This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I never want to interrupt it when you play the DMX songs. I never want to talk.
Yeah, you guys are DMX heads.
Well, I feel like people would rather just hear DMX than me.
That's always the fear of playing songs that are too good.
That are too good, that we are the bad guys for interrupting them.
Or they turn us off and put the song on because it reminds them of a good time.
Right. Oh, yeah. You could do that at 6 o'clock. It is it's Tell the Truth Thursday on the WIP Afternoon Show. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. How would you grade the Eagles' offseason so far? 51.8% say A, 39.4% say B, 6.1% say C, and 2.8% say D. Now, I can tell you there could be some options to turn that into an A, and we have a long offseason to go. And one spot on the roster that we think is probably going to be a little light is defensive edge. Mm-hmm. Is edge. So a couple of guys have been released over the last 24 hours, and one has been given permission to seek a trade. So here are the two guys who have been released. Joey Bosa was released by the Chargers. Javon Hargrave was released by the 49ers. And now Trey Hendrickson, who was awesome on the Bengals, has been given permission by the Bengals to seek a trade. Here is the quote, and this is per Adam Schefter. Then this could go toward Eagles Insider of the Year if the Eagles go get Trey Hendrickson. Here is the quote from Hendrickson. "It's been an honor and a privilege to represent Cincinnati over the last 4 years," says Hendrickson, the NFL sack leader. "I love this city and organization. I appreciate the privilege of now being allowed to explore my options." So I think we would all say that Hendrickson is the best of the three, but he is definitely going to cost you draft picks, and he will cost you another contract, a giant number. I do think, I think if you're not willing, if the Eagles aren't willing and able to trade draft picks and pay Myles Garrett, now Trey Hendrickson's younger, so maybe a draft pick perspective.
No, older.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. How old is Hendrickson?
How old is Myles Garrett?
Myles Garrett's 29.
Yeah, Trey Henderson is 31.
Oh, my bad. Okay, yeah. Well, then it's a completely different thing. So he definitely costs you less in a trade. You definitely have to
pay. He'll be 31 this year.
This year.
He's 30 right now.
30 right now. He definitely, he'll cost less in a trade than Myles Garrett. You do still have to pay the guy, though.
Yeah, so I think he led the league in sacks this year.
He did.
And he had 18 last year. So coming off back-to-back years of 18 sacks.
By the way, if you're the Bengals, like, what are you doing? You're franchising T. Higgins, pissing him off, yeah. And then you're telling Trey Hendrickson he can go look for a trade. Now, maybe they're thinking the same thing that the Eagles thought last year with Hassan Reddick. You know, yeah. Like, go find something, and it's not there. Somebody's going to pay Trey Hendrickson, though. Somebody's going to trade something.
It won't be the Bengals.
Yeah, no. So what do you think?
The Bengals are back.
So if it costs less in draft capital but as much in money as Myles Garrett costs. It's not going to cost as much, but it's going to cost you a lot.
It's going to cost you a lot.
What's your interest in Trey Hendrickson?
Again, for the right price, I'm good with it. I don't see how, if we can't do Myles Garrett, I mean, if you can go get Trey Hendrickson, you might as well go get Myles Garrett.
Right.
That's the way I look at that.
Right.
And Hendrickson is good. He's good, but I think Myles Garrett is better. But he's also going to cost you a little bit more. I'm kind of, these are good players, man, great players. But I'm still, I got Zach in the fold. I need Mekhi Becton in the fold. Then I'm good after that.
Well, they need an edge. What about Joey Bosa?
I think Joey Bosa is much cheaper and it's only going to cost you money.
Take a flyer. Now he's not as good, you know.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, he'll play the run as well. He has a little bit of an edge. Listen, he hasn't won. Comes over here, gets with these guys, joins the exciting whites, and come on, man, we're off and running.
Hendrickson would also help in that category.
The exciting white category. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
Wow. Look at us.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If he was being released, it'd be easy. The problem with these guys that are under contract and these teams are telling them to seek a trade is nobody wants to give up the draft capital and then pay you.
Well, I also
He won't get Crosby money, though, right?
I don't know.
He's 4 years older than Crosby. And
is he 4 years older? Yeah.
If he's only a year older than Garrett.
Yeah, well,
Garrett's already won Defensive Player of the Year.
Maybe it's a young 29.
Maybe it's 2 years for Hendrickson. But it's got to be $70 million guaranteed.
Well, like look at Reddick.
$60 million guaranteed.
Yeah. Reddick didn't get paid, and he was heading into his age 31 season.
And this was the reason why the Eagles didn't want to pay. Well, part of it, I believe.
Didn't want to pay
Hassan Reddick.
Because
he was going to be older.
Right.
Right? So they kind of wanted to get younger in that department. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you I'd be against it, but obviously I'd want to see what it costs to get him. I mean, that always matters.
And what about Hargrave?
Hargrave, I would be interested in him as well.
Right.
I'd be interested in Hargrave. The Eagles still have Jordan Davis under contract. They're probably still waffling on what they want to do with him future-wise, but they know they have him at a minimum of 2 years if they want him for the next 2 years at a reasonable price, and he's still fairly young. You know, when I talk about them going down to that combine last week, you know, we say it in passing, but it's legit when, you know, when people talk about that's the beginning of sort of free agency where a lot of agents go down there, GMs, they get a sense of what the buzz is about certain players, right? And I'm not so sure the Eagles didn't find out that Sweat, Milton Williams, there's some teams out there that probably are willing to spend big time money on these guys. And if the agent is getting wind of that as well, he's not going to have his client sign a contract where he knows I can go get you $5 million more dollars.
Absolutely.
So I say that to say with Zach Bond, I wonder if the Eagles got wind that there may be a team or two out there that wanted to sign Zach Bond.
Well, they had to get that wind.
They didn't even let him get the free agency
to
find out. Because sometimes they'll be like, well, let's see what they actually want for you out there.
The number they paid for him looked like a number to me that they knew he was going to get offered that number in free agency.
Right.
We could all look at it and guess, and I make fun of Elliot, but he's doing the best job he could. And we're all just guessing what these guys are going to get. The projection on Bond was lower than we thought, but Rossini was right on that, and she said, there are going to be teams that are going to be willing to pay Zach Bond.
Yeah.
Now, she was wrong in that she didn't think the Eagles could afford it, and they could, and they decided to do it. But that number, whether you think it's a good number or a bad number, is much higher than we guessed what the guarantee was, right?
Yeah.
We guessed 3 years with $20 million guaranteed, basically. And it was 3 years with almost double the guarantee.
Yeah.
36 guaranteed. So that's a lot more. They must have known.
There's no doubt, because why else would they rush to do it?
Right. They would just let him test the market.
Yes, if they felt it was going to be lower than that, they would have just said, okay, see if you can find that out there. No, they got a sense of probably that's the market he was going to be in. They're like, no. But they knew that they wanted to bring him back. It was just a matter of how much is it going to cost us to bring him back.
Yep. Well, I think the rest of free agency is actually really – the free agency actually and the rest of the offseason is I think is really compelling for the Eagles because I know – because we're not bringing everybody back. The Milton Williams and Josh Sweat losses will be big losses. Whether it's the right decision to pay them or not, they were good for the Eagles this year. Mm-hmm. They were really good. They were a big part of their defense this year. And they're going to have to replace that production somehow.
They can find a rotational D tackle in the third round. That's how they found Milton Williams.
Yeah, but Milton Williams wasn't Milton Williams until 4 years later.
And the Eagles probably felt like they helped develop him into what he became.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, trust the scouting department now, Spike. We draft well.
Recently.
Yeah.
You kept saying the Eagles didn't have any players 18, 19, and 20. It's like, well, yeah, the same GM.
Starting in 22. Okay. Starting in 22, we started drafting well.
Yeah, it's like, same GM.
What year did we get? 21. Right? The year we drafted Devontae. That was
Devontae
21.
Is 21. Yeah,
because we got Devontae and then we got Landon.
Yeah.
Right? In the
same
second
draft.
Round.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, that's when we figured out that the SEC pretty good. Yeah. No more Stanford, TCU.
Bama and Georgia. That's where they're going. Now you can go listen, the Big Ten is the best conference now.
Right. Michigan State.
Yeah, it had to be Michigan State. It doesn't have to be State.
We got a couple of go green, go whites in Clearwater.
Where's Cooper from?
He's from the Big
Ten. Yes. Yep. Exactly.
No, that's not necessarily a powerhouse, Iowa. 215-592-94.
Buckeyes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Tell the truth Thursday on WIP. Before we get to your calls, Jack is going to tell you the truth about National Appliance Warehouse.
That's the only place
you can go. Come on.
Only place. Listen, builders, designers, contractors, we know that you're out there and you're working hard. And to make your job easier, when your clients are ready to purchase perfect new appliances, you got to head to National Appliance Warehouse.
Can I tell you something honest, Jack?
Yeah.
My contractor who's doing work for me in my new house in Mullica Hill, when I asked him about appliances, you know what he said? He goes, I always use National Appliance Warehouse.
That's good.
It happened.
My parents also went down to National Appliance
Warehouse. There you go.
Last weekend, got a new dishwasher. So stock's blowing up. Anyway, so National Appliance Warehouse, been talking about them for about a year now. And if you haven't experienced it for yourself, what are you waiting for? Get down to National Appliance Warehouse. One, you're going to get the best price thanks to Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax-free Delaware helps as well, and great savings events always going on at National Appliance Warehouse. But you're going to get a great experience. Mark Stamackin and his team truly believe in building a family-like atmosphere. You talk about culture with the football team. It matters to National Appliance Warehouse as well. When you walk in there, you'll feel like a part of their family. And like I mentioned, the most important thing, the perfect appliance for you. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, from sub-zero to budget, they have the appliance for you. So visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell the truth Thursday on the WIP afternoon show. David King of Prussia, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
What's up, Dave?
What up, Dave?
So I am on Tell the Truth Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
What I am outraged at is some of the opinions that I've heard on this dial. For starters, Spike, I want to ask you.
Yeah.
Who was our offensive MVP last year?
Saquon Barkley.
Who was our defensive MVP last year?
Zach Bond.
And who has been taken care of right now?
Saquon Barkley and Zach Bond.
Okay. Now, let me get back to the Saquon thing, because what was the biggest issue? Let's rewind Eagles history here. When T.O. wanted to be taken care of, what did we do?
We didn't take care of him. Right.
Saquon Barkley. For all we know, Saquon, his agent, could have went to the Eagles and said, listen, you need to do something to make my client happy. We don't know if that happened or not.
Mm-hmm.
But it was brought up on these radio, on these airwaves a couple weeks ago.
Do you think Saquon's the same guy as T.O.?
I do not.
And so if Saquon it's part of the point. So do you think if they didn't give Saquon $40 million guaranteed, Saquon would have been doing sit-ups in his driveway ripping the quarterback? Okay.
But I do think there's a part of Saquon, and there's a part of the people around Saquon that wanted Saquon to get the record. And the fact that Saquon didn't get the record, I think the Eagles did do right by Saquon.
Yep.
But I also think why they wanted to do it was, A, to take some of that money and put it towards just guaranteed money to lessen the salary, the cap hit slightly.
Until somebody shows me that the cap has actually been remedied this year by the Saquon signing, I'm not going to believe it. And
I'm pretty sure it was Dave Zingaro, and you can look into this, that said it went from like 7.75 to like $6 million or something like that.
Okay, so it's $1 million.
A little, but still, it's something when you're trying to re-sign a player the caliber of Zach Bond. And the thing that I just don't understand with everyone being, certain people being outraged over Zach Bond, like there were way too many insiders reporting that he was going to be priced out for the Eagles. You know, so if the Eagles drew a hard line and said, no, we're only going to give you 3 years, $45 million, and we lost him because we weren't willing to go, we would be, I mean, the phone would literally be hot. You know, everybody would be going crazy.
Yep.
So the fact that they did go up and you know, realize that, hey, we got to get, we have to have our two most important people taken care of. I give the Eagles credit in that regard. And I don't understand why more people aren't. It's like,
well, everybody's giving them credit. Dave, everybody's giving them credit. I mean, more than half the people.
He's talking about you, man.
Yeah, you're just talking about me. I understand where you're coming from on each individual thing. I do. But I also look and see other needs on the football team. Now, they have an opportunity to remedy those needs, but they're losing a ton of production on defensive line. Again, I'm bringing the offensive coordinator thing up. And I hear what you're saying on Saquon, and yes, he was the offensive MVP last year, but you're not paying him for last year. You're paying him for next year.
I get that.
And that's
that.
Also, that's also different than T.O. because T.O. could have been the same guy the next year.
But I'll say this. Saquon's a different cat, and I think he gets motivated more along the levels of the great ones. Like, all right, these guys really believe in me. I'm going to go out and prove it. You know, so I think he's a little bit of a different cat in a good way,
okay,
not in a bad way.
Okay,
so.
Dave, mm-hmm. For next question today, give us one TV show you'd love to have back on the air.
Well, I'm OG here, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, man. That was my childhood right there.
Oh, that was a good show, man.
There you go.
Love Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I love the early years.
Yeah,
Fresh Prince. I don't like when they brought in the next kid after Ashley, when they brought the little boy in. There was a younger boy on the show after a while. You know, they have to always replace a kid with a new kid at some point.
Well, they're not cute anymore.
Yeah. So when they brought in me, I was like, I'm out.
That's when they brought Leo into Growing Pains. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
Briefly on Growing Pains because they needed a younger one. Yeah. We lived through.
Love Hillary Banks, though.
Yes. Okay. What I believe is the golden age of sitcoms.
Yeah.
Like we had great sitcoms from the 80s all the way.
Yeah.
Even like late 70s. And I didn't watch Taxi.
I'd go late 70s.
I didn't watch Taxi when it was popular, but I watched it on Nick at Night or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we had Cheers and Cosby Show and Family Ties. Yep. And
well, don't forget about Happy Days.
Happy Days.
Oh,
right. That's all late 70s, early 80s. Yep. I mean, we did have the golden age.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. We had great television.
Perfect Strangers.
Back then, we had appointment TV back then.
Yes.
We didn't have all these options.
All these streaming idiots.
You know, so we sat down in front of the TV and, like, you know, everybody, your favorite show came on. Then it went into the 90s and you got to deal, you know, we forgot about the Cosbys. That closed out the 80s.
Yep.
Right? And you went into the 90s and you had, we mentioned the Seinfelds and the, what's the other one, Friends and Martin and... You know, in Living Color, all those shows. Like, that was the 90s.
And then Cosby Show, Into a Different World.
Yep, Different World. Yep, forgot about that one. Yeah.
Meanwhile, we had these sitcoms. Meanwhile, these losers like these kids, Jack, just sitting looking at Twitter all day while we're watching appointment TV.
Right. Now those kids are arguing on Twitter and blowing the Eagles up. It's not going well.
No, yeah. Now, everybody needs appointment TV again.
Well, Jalen's trying to bring it back with some of his outfits. I mean,
he's more 70s.
Looks like a sitcom character.
Yeah, he does. Yes, occasionally. What were you going to say there? Oh, I thought you had something else to say.
Nah, right. I'm just cooking.
All right, 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Welcome back to Philly, man.
Thanks, dude.
What up,
good
Chris?
To be back.
Like, what exactly about Hillary Banks did you love?
Well, Hillary Banks. Nick Saban used to kill me about how stiff I was. She had that I'm not the smartest but prettiest sort of charm to her.
Speaking of which, another one that had that charm was what's her name from Married with Children, Christina Applegate.
Oh yeah, Christina Applegate.
Another
exactly.
Goat one.
Yes. Yes. And was she not pretty?
She was.
Exactly.
Yep.
Fight just taking shows right off
of it. Oh, is that the one? Is that the
no,
one you had?
Guys,
sorry.
Well, you definitely fit that show. I can tell why you want to get because you are an Al Bundy.
Oh, so is Jack. You guys should watch that together.
Yeah.
Christina was a fan favorite back in the day.
Yeah.
So
guys, I give the Eagles an A here. It's not even close. I mean, anybody that's sensical wouldn't disagree with this. Yeah. You know, Ike knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
Every starter on offense is returning, except Becton, because he's going to go someplace else. But
nope.
You know, the guard. So, but Saquon, you know, the contract with him. This is typical Howie. You guys talked about this yesterday, and it was genius. He's getting out in front of it, all right? So he's bringing him back so he doesn't have to redo the contract next year because it's going to cost more because you get the Gibbs contract and a whole bunch of others done. But what they're doing is they're setting the tables because next year we got to redo the Carter contract. We got to do Cam Jordan's contract. So there's going to be already enough big contracts out there that need to be done. So I'm all on board. I think it was genius. What he's doing, how he's manipulating the cap. For tell the truth, Thursday, I got to tell the truth. As a proud member of the Exciting Whites, I don't want Henriksen or Bosa. Bosa's got stench on him, but Bosa in the past 3 years, guys, he's only played 28 games and had 13 sacks. I'm out on Bosa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not paying him. Don't want him.
Well, he's definitely not getting any real money, yeah.
Yeah, but you're going to have to do, I think, see, we either think the salary cap exists or it doesn't. And if we can't go spend a bunch of money on an edge, then we're going to have to either take a chance on someone or, like, and remember, not every guy that they signed last offseason worked out. Like, you're going to have to throw some darts. Bryce Huff didn't work out. Devin White didn't work out. So, you know, but Joey Bosa had a Pro Bowl season this year.
Yeah, but unless he's around $10 million or less, and you give him a 1 year prove it deal, which is the only reason why I think Howie might get him. He might lure that out there, but I don't think he's going to do it. He's 30 years old. He's 29. I think he's about to turn 30. I mean, he's not going to do that deal. He's not going to do a 1 year prove it deal. And I think that's the only place Howie's looking to try to do is try to get somebody cheap. That maybe he's got some talent and they want to reprove it and then get paid the next year.
And you get to play on a good team.
Yeah. I don't see it happening, guys. I just don't. I don't think they're going to throw big money at the DNs. They're just not going to do that.
Listen, I kind of agree with you. It doesn't feel like the Eagles are looking to be big players from that standpoint. All these draft experts talk about how deep of a draft this is for D linemen. That certainly would go in the Eagles' favor of finding to get talent and get it at a price that they can sort of manage under their salary cap. And again, when you win the Super Bowl, I know we don't want to hear it because we want them to win the Super Bowl every year, and I get that. But when you win the Super Bowl, you don't have the same sense of desperation. You don't have to take the same risk that you've taken in years past. Like last year, that was a risk. Not bringing back Hassan Reddick. They had decided, you know what, it's not going to work with him. We're not bringing him back. And they sign a Bryce Huff. He give Bryce Huff $51 million. That guy had one good year as a rotational player, and we're paying him like he was some elite pass rusher. That was a desperation move because they didn't know what to do about the Hassan Reddick situation. The linebackers. I didn't know if N'Kobe Dean could stay healthy. And I don't even know who the hell was on the roster at the end of the year. We had Nicholas Morrow and Zach Cunningham on this team. So what do? They go out and get one of the worst linebackers in the league when it comes to tackling who got benched in Tampa Bay and give him $5 million. That's a desperation move. Right?
It is. And to your
point, that's a desperate move.
Yep.
It caused them, because of the panic, to do some things that they didn't do that they realized is part of the success. I don't think if all things were said and we came off of the Super Bowl win a couple years ago that we lost, they wouldn't have signed Saquon.
I don't believe they would have either.
Because that was
you could have called that a panic move too. Yes. By the way,
yep.
Sometimes the panic moves work. Hey, Chris, give us a TV show you'd like to have back.
My apologies to Yoshi because I'm taking one off of his board. I got to go with Baywatch.
Oh. Hardest wood I had ever touched.
You just assume that's one of Yoshi's.
Yeah. Well, Yoshi's going to go Cinemax's Real Sex, I'm sure. Or is that HBO? I can't remember. Yeah. I think Yoshi probably enjoyed Baywatch. Coming up next, if you didn't hear it, The WIP Morning Show had Philly's president of baseball operations, Dave Dombrowski, on this morning. He talked about a lot of stuff. He talked about a lot of stuff. Ken from Cinnaminson said it made him want to jump out a window, basically, about how mad he got. But he talked about Trey moving to the outfield. He talked about their offseason. He talked about their trade deadline last year and the future of the team if they don't win the World Series. And you will hear that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.